morning.
Doing pretty well. How are you this morning? Remind me your name, please.
I'm doing all right. Name Ed, the old man.
Name here again is Eric. How are you this morning?
All right, I guess. I can't complain. Like a lot of people say, I'm on the upside of the dirt instead of under.
All on the right side for another day anyway, so just headed into work here. Headed down 85, waiting for the rest of the crowd to get here.
Heard Patrick yet. Me and David were talking a little bit for a while, a little bit ago. But like I said, I hadn't heard Patrick or anybody else.
They'll be along any minute now. I'll just, we can just sit here and have our cup of coffee while we wait.
Ready to, on my second one, so I might be ahead of you on that.
Yeah, better than I am. I'm just getting started on my first one here. I usually grab a coffee on the way out of town. I don't like to run the coffee machine in the house first thing in the morning because it's loud and noisy, which starts waking people up. So I usually just grab a coffee at the raceway on the way out.
Probably a smart thing, dude, because you wake the wife up, she ain't going to be happy.
There you are about that.
Stand by and wait for the rest of the guys to come in. That way, if they're out there, they'll come on in and say good morning to us. You be careful on the road and enjoy that first cup of coffee because I sure have enjoyed mine this morning. So KM4 and AP, I'm going to be clear on your final, sir.
I'm talking for a little bit this morning. I'll be here as well, just hanging out. We'll talk to you again soon. This is W2JKT.
W Mobile.
How are you this morning?
Well, for this Friday evening.
I'm just headed into the office after some late meetings last night and dealing with some whiplash and all kinds of things. So, yeah, more fun times. What are you doing? What are you up to today? Just a regular day at work, or are you getting batteries, or what?
It's just a regular day. Lay low. The boss is back, so there ain't no telling what's coming up. So, did you enjoy your tariff meetings yesterday?
Then he put the pause on them all. That just, we had to have them all over again. different strategy, but I think we're just not going to trust it, and we're just going to continue on as if they're going to be in place, and just go from there.
What country mostly do you get your stuff from?
Instead of Trump tariffs on China, we moved a lot of our production to Vietnam, but now there's 46% on Vietnam. And we're just looking at what our options are in terms of trying to either avoid them legally or by shifting again to a different country. They're made by people way above my pay grade. What I deal with more is just the project implications, you know, scheduling and, you know, trying to get stuff done.
It's like it makes it harder to get stuff in when they start doing stuff like this. I know for us, you know, we get containers in all the time to ship stuff out, so I don't know how that's affecting them.
Well, you're hitting the port through entry. I mean, that's when the tariffs are charged. So, you know, once they get to you, you know, the tariffs, if any, have already been paid. And, you know, I think a lot of Chinese cargo ships have been just, like, stalled. They're not even coming in because they're trying to figure out what's going to happen with this before those ships actually come in. So lots of weird things going on. A lot of companies also trying to get the tariff hit. And I think that's possible before the tariff hits, just to give us a little bit of buffer. Yes, on my part, that wasn't talked about, but I imagine that's probably what's one of the things that...
That. He kept cutting in and out, almost like somebody was doubling with you.
In a dead spot at the train bridge. Hopefully I'm a little bit better now.
Yeah, I got most of that stuff. Man, we ship out a lot of stuff. We ship a lot to China, but of course we got other plants over there too.
Yeah, I think you're sitting at, what, like 84% going into China, and now it's 125% coming into the U.S. from China. It's just ridiculous. The whole thing is just absurd. see if anybody else is in here.
Good morning, Ken, KM4NAP.
Ken, hope you and Miss Carol are doing good this morning.
Good, I'm up and moving, and she's still sleeping, so I guess that everything's normal here. But I've read where Vietnam offered a zero tariff, and he turned it down.
Yep.
And he's afraid that China's going to ship stuff through them to us, and that way they won't have to pay a tariff.
Our production from China to Vietnam for that reason, but there's nothing stopping us from, you know, or anybody else really, from shipping from China to like Singapore or China to Vietnam and then into the U.S. So it's just a matter of process and cost.
It's going to be a pain. You and Ken go back at it. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee and looking at TikTok, see if I see anybody I know.
Missed him one the other day from our shipping department. Customer wanted it to be picked up on the 9th, but it was going to a port. And the port, the earliest the port would accept it was like the 14th. And that man, the customer just couldn't understand.
These are going to be going up too, because I think a lot of companies are doing the same thing, trying to get stuff shipped and transported and booked through customs wherever they're going. Before these tariffs, truly take effect, now that we've got a bit of a reprieve, I think it's going to be pedal to the metal to just try to get inventory.
I think we're done with our big purchases.
As many batteries as I can get before before the tariffs actually hit the street.
Bad, just sitting there.
If you leave them at like 30% state of charge, they'll just sit on the shelf for years.
You gotta be like at 30% can't be a full battery.
When you fully charge a lithium battery and store it, it will gradually lose some capacity. But if you store them at like 30% state of charge, their shelf life is practically forever. High temperature. So if you stored a lithium battery fully charged at like 100 degrees, it'll lose 10 or 15% of its capacity every year.
I mean, in the garage ain't gonna be good.
And it's a hot garage, then no, that's not good for them at all. 30% state of charge is the best thing, and then shoot them on a charger for 10 minutes. Every year, or maybe even 2 minutes every year, because the BMS does wake up every once in a while and check things, and that takes a little bit of current. But generally speaking, room temp and 30%.
So if a battery was at 30%, I don't think mine have any kind of scale on it.
Roll gauge. If you hit the button and it's just one bar, then that's if you drain it from when it goes. Right from 2 bars to 1 bar, that's about 30%. If you don't have a fuel gauge on your battery, just discharge it like 17 volts or something.
Mine up the other day because I knew I had to go to the son's house, and I wanted to make sure I had plenty of batteries for my little project I was doing.
Mine charged at 100%, just in case I need them quick, but, all my stored batteries are, in the basement of my house and, kept at 1 bar just to make sure they last forever. Before Helene hit.
Patrick is this morning.
KO4 HKX, I'm here.
KO4 CF.
Drew, how you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. KN4 GFW.
Sit over here, just leaving a little late because I had that MRI last night late, so a little sluggish this morning.
Ready for a knee replacement.
That is it, and you doubled with somebody.
Yeah, it was me. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Ken.
Because I heard Ken.
Knee.
That's what it was for.
Yesterday you didn't have your truck. Is your truck down?
It seems like the hits just keep coming.
fours, isn't it?
This time.
The misfire and the soft seal line, Eric and I were talking about it yesterday, I believe it was Eric. The soft seal lines for the injectors, they're one-time use. And over time of being crushed like that in the vibration, they shrink, stretch, whatever you want to call it. And the sealing surface vibrates and gets a scuff in it, and that will allow an air bubble to come in and cause a misfire. So waiting on injector lines and the little standpipes to the injectors.
81, we were going through, where were we, almost into Texas, maybe Texarkana or something, and the truck just quit. It was a 425 Caterpillar, and the darn vents in the fuel tank stopped up, and it sucked itself dry.
You get to thinking about it, it's amazing how little it takes to cause a problem with an engine of any kind.
Days when you can find enough stuff on the side of the road to get it back going.
That Ford Ranger transmission is still sitting there on 85. Somewhere in the neighborhood of exit 48, where there was that big accident was a couple weeks ago.
5 hour stoppage on 85 the other day because of the moped.
How's that?
Tuesday morning, and then he got hit by at least five people.
What did he get hit by?
A rider on the interstate got hit by several vehicles.
Anyway,
interstate was one of those that never even crossed my mind.
The rider survived.
Either the moped or him, or both got hit by at least five vehicles, but they all stopped.
Motorcycle to work. I hated taking the interstate. I couldn't imagine wanting to put a moped on it.
Jody, gonna last a little bit?
I have not.
Negative.
Gentlemen, KF4MUF, as usual, I'm sandbagging. Get the devil.
Good morning, Jody.
KO4HK.
Good to hear you.
Good morning, Jody. KO4CM.
Morning, Jody. W2JKG.
Yep. Just got a lot going on right now, so just kind of listening to y'all while I'm riding.
As we know, you're there and you're all right.
Here and everything is going good. Just enjoying to listen to the conversation. You know what I mean?
KN4KFW.
Got your truck, man. That's an aggravating deal right there.
It's just part of it. I mean, you can get mad and whine and cry about it if you wanted to, but it's part of it. I mean, it ain't a good part of it, but it's part of it.
And the more they make the motors, the cheaper they try to build them, right?
Yes.
100% correct about that.
In a hurry on 85 this morning.
It's slow going.
9. Oh, not 68. It's just below that. I forgot. Highway 29.
This morning.
Under 982.
I-40 open one lane each way up there in the gorge.
Man, I could have sworn my wife told me they had it back up and open, but I don't know.
Up to there next Friday.
40 is open.
The bad part is we're going to western Kentucky where they got all that rain.
It's one lane each direction, but it's open.
Down in the 30s on Saturday night, I believe.
30s, a couple times this week.
Cold down here, but I really don't want it. I'm ready for the warmer weather to stay.
Sure on that.
Camping this weekend camping, but gets that cool, it's a little bit much. I guess I'm gonna have to lay on the ground.
Begin.
Camp Conley Clark. It's up in kind of the backwoods of Gaffney, but it's a nice property for the Palmetto Council down here. It's really nice. Somebody donated it some time ago, and they finally started using it.
486, guys, I'm going into the black hole, so I'll be on the side for a little bit. Okay, real quick.
Patrick, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3, y'all. I'm getting ready to pull on in the plant. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's file.
7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that Friday Eve.
Have a good day, be safe. This is W2JKT.
Founder, enjoy your day. KO4MUF.
Andrew, KO4HX.
Andrew, KM4NAP.
That's all where Mike and Jim been. They both have Jeeps, and they were doing some trail riding over in Georgia. And then I think me and Susan might try to join up with them sometime.
See that, but my boys, the twins especially, they love to go trail riding in their Jeeps and stuff. If you ever want to go, all you got to do is let me know. I know one or both will be more than glad to go with
that. Yeah, Tim posted a YouTube, and it looked like a really nice trip. You know, it wasn't hard or anything for your Jeep or whatever. Just looked like a nice ride through the mountains.
They've run across some good trails and some trying trails, and they sort of like to get on those that you have to work to get through there, but they know some real good scenic trails, so just let me know and I'll put you in contact with them and they can point you in the right direction.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not ready for anything technical. Jeep isn't set up for, mechanically it's all right, but I ain't got any kind of recovery stuff for it yet.
And that they keep trying to get me to take my truck and do it, and I tell them, no, that's all right. No, you go right ahead and run it. Trail ride with, I can't remember the first name, but last name was Myers, that was on trail, going down the trail in the Jeep.
Understand that.
Facebook last night, and I ran across a page that was doing video where they were going down the trail in their Jeep, and I just wonder if they's kin to y'all.
Around here, but none of them did I keep in touch with.
Like me, I've got a cousin that lives about a mile from me, and I haven't seen him in probably 30 years.
Once, if I see them, they need some help.
Bunch of bikes to walk around with their nose stuck up in the air, and I'm not that way.
If I want to get to work, I'll forward you that YouTube that Patrick sent to me.
Work. I'll be looking forward to it. KM4 and AP Friday. Come on in there, guys. One of y'all pick up.
Still heading south, but they got not one, but two broken down tractor trailers getting towed off the side around milepost 49 northbound. So if any of y'all hear that, keep an eye out.
Say good morning to y'all. Have a great day. I'm backing into my spot. And again, thanks for the ride. And y'all enjoy your day, and I'll be clear on your finals. KF4MUF.
Have a good day, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Hearing from you this morning. Have a great day and be safe. W2JKT.
Jody, KN4NAP. Guys are planning on going to Charleston. Be ready to get in some traffic jam due to construction, because we came back Tuesday, and with all the traffic jams and stuff from constructions and a wreck, put us 3 hours behind on getting home.
Okay, which now it is.
Wait, I got to let the dog out.
Construction people, they just leave their signs out when they're done.
Oh, expensive ticket.
Where'd you go?
Looking southbound at the Augusta Road exit, 45 mile an hour posted, and this guy goes flying by me, and there's a trooper sitting right there that went up and yacked him over. He was probably doing 80 or 85.
Kid Susan works with has one of them crotch rockets. They clocked him at like almost 180, and that was it down.
In time for doing 180.
I think he might get his fine down to about $6,000 or $8,000.
Good to keep him out of jail.
Stuff happens too quick at 180 mile an hour.
I'm in a posted 45 work zone. It's probably also going to be pretty expensive. I never have to worry about getting pulled over for speeding in this thing.
Did adjust for all of the zones and everything.
Say that again?
See where you're set at, or will it go ahead and adjust if the speed zone changes?
No, it doesn't automatically change the speed control settings, but, I mean, this thing can only do 90 miles an hour wide open, so, you know, there's always a charger or a motorcycle or something going way faster than that.
That's like me. I usually stay at 63, 64 when I'm going to work. I'm not on a trip, and that everybody passes you, so I don't have to worry about jamming on the brakes every time I see a blue light.
Yeah, about 65, because any faster, the battery starts to drain really fast. So, you know, 65, you know, maybe 70 sometimes, like up in Spartanburg where the speed limit goes up to 70, I'll usually creep it on up there and sit there if I have the battery for it. But, yeah, 65 is pretty much where it's at in this car.
Down to the gate, so I'm going to say 73. You have an awesome day and an awesome weekend, and that will catch you again probably next week if you're not working tomorrow. KN4 TFW.
Dave, be safe. Yeah, I'm working at home tomorrow, so I won't be here in the morning, but we'll catch you next week. W2JKT, I'm going to sign off to you because I'm getting out here where I lose the repeater, so anybody left, have a great day, and we'll catch you later. So W2JKT.
Guys, have a good day. Hope to catch you in the morning, KM4 NFP.